It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
From Cleveland, Ohio, it is cold, it is rainy, and it is bloody. Bitcoin is down today, and you're probably waking up this morning, checking your portfolio, looking at CoinMarketCap or CoinGecko or whatever one you use, and go, what the hell happened overnight? And I'm here to tell you, because this is your daily crypto news for Tuesday, April 2nd, 2024. My name is Matt. Let's get into it. There was some net inflows yesterday from BlackRock's Bitcoin ETF, iBit, of $165.9 million. But that wasn't enough to overcome $302 million of outflows from Grayscale's Bitcoin fund. That led to a total of $85.7 million of outflows yesterday. Now, I know you guys are like, but the math is not mathing. The 165 minus 302 is not 85. Guys, there's other Bitcoin ETFs out there. For example, Fidelity, they have $44 million in inflows. Visco had around $4.2 million in inflows. But then there was ARK, who lost $300,000. I mean, that would just piss me off because $300,000 is a rounding error for them. Well, the selling pressure on Grayscale Bitcoin Trust remains elevated as total outflows eclipsed $15 billion. Outflows peaked at around March 18th at around $642.5 million, and then it hit a low of around $104.9 million on March 28th. However, it ticked up yesterday to $274 million. Now, I know you're sitting here going like, oh no, what's going to happen? Too many outflows, Bitcoin's going down, are we doomed? Well, not according to Coinbase. Coinbase is doing a little research report, and they said that the crypto market is set up for a positive second quarter with most of the previously identified headwinds in the rear view mirror, according to them. Remember, the Bitcoin's halving's coming up, and it's expected between April 16th and April 20th. And obviously, that is the supply side event. And obviously, that's going to reduce the supply of Bitcoin by half. That's why we call it a halving. On the demand side, though, there's a 90-day review period that wirehouses employ when conducting due diligence on new financial offerings. And we talked about this before. Remember, Jameson Lopp tweeted this when Bitcoin's ETF first launched in January. He's like, look, yes, there's going to be people aping into Bitcoin ETFs. Yes, we're going to have inflows. And yes, we're going to have outflows. But all of that big money, the money that we really want to see going into Bitcoin, is going to be waiting for a little bit. 90 days to 180 days after that, that's when we're going to see these wirehouses, these funds, that's when we're going to see that money start to go into Bitcoin. And well, the first 90-day review period is coming to an end. And that's when we could see these wirehouses putting money in as early as April 10th. I'm going to assume they're going to wait until after the halving. So I wouldn't see any money go in by April 10th. That's my bet. In my opinion, you're not going to see anything until tax day. You're going to wait for the halving, and then you're going to see maybe money start to slowly flow in. Because if you've been paying attention to the halvings, usually after the halving, we get a big drop in price. And then that goes sideways for a little bit. So I am not expecting that we're actually going to see any uptick in the market. Again, this market is weird, but if you just want to look at history and if history is rhyming, then we're going to see an uptick of the market probably around June or July, August. And we're going to have a little bit of kind of a lull after this halving when the miners, the supply, the demand, they try to figure some things out. Coinbase also notes that the wirehouses such as Morgan Stanley, Bank of America, UBS, Goldman Sachs, they're not only gatekeepers of wealth, but some of the major U.S. wealth management platforms operate within these large financial institutions. So if they're doing a 90-day due diligence period, this is going to get unlocked after that 90 days. And if they are going to ape into Bitcoin, it's not going to be just, you know, we're going to put a couple billion there. We're talking about billions. Billions. They concluded by saying that this could unlock a significant amount of capital for the United States-based Bitcoin ETF over the medium term. And that's what I want to just point out there. They said the medium term. So the short term, no. Again, we have tax day coming up. Then we have a halving. I personally think Bitcoin's going to go down. We're going to see a hard, in my opinion, we're going to see a rough April, May, June. We're going to start maybe seeing a little volatility. And then by July, August, September, we're going to start seeing upward momentum. Once we see upward momentum, we're going to see upward momentum. But that's just my prediction, not financial advice. If you want, you can email me or we can take some bets. But this is where I'm going to put my Satoshis at. The team behind Solarium, it's a Telegram trading app for buying and selling Solana-based tokens on the popular messaging platform, Telegram, like I just said. It announced that it was shut down after being tied to an exploit that saw around $523,000 worth of SOL drained from users' wallets last week. It's estimated to have affected around 300 Solana users. Initially, some people thought it was going to be the Telegram trading bot, BonkBot, and that BonkBot was somehow responsible for leaking users' private keys. However, that was not the case, and this Twitter thread was actually pretty interesting that Solarium started writing, because they were saying there was a lot of accusations going around about Solarium's an exit scam. We at the Solarium team, they say, can clarify that we do not steal money. So basically, there's money being ciphered out, and they're like, hey, we don't steal money, so it can't be us. I think that's just hilarious that they made that claim, even though in the crypto space, that's exactly what you would say if you're stealing money. Anyway, Gib Alpha's replied to Solarium and said, it seems the connection point is Solarium. Sure you're not compromised on your side? And then Solarium writes back and says, there's maybe a chance we got exploited. The reason why I think this is so funny is because everybody's like, hey, are you guys rugging everybody? And they're like, we don't steal money, which is exactly what a person who's trying to rug and just get out of town really quick is going to say if they're getting confronted on Twitter. And then somebody's like, maybe you got compromised. And they're like, ooh, maybe we got compromised. And, well, with a profound sense of regret, they say, after all of this, they announced the closure of the Solarium project. Basically, they got exploited, people lost their money, and they're just closing down the project. They said, unfortunately, due to a combination of insufficient funds, because they're all gone, evolving market trends, the trend being that people don't want to use your product anymore because all their money is now gone, and recent security breaches in our system, you see how we're tying all this together, we find ourselves compelled to make this difficult decision. You were forced to make this decision of closing down this project because everybody lost all their money and you don't have any more money and people don't want to use your product. So yes, you were absolutely compelled. Speaking of scams, let's get back to Luca. If you remember yesterday, Luca was asking about Kangamoon. Luca wrote back today and said, man, I've looked more into Kangamoon. I think it might be a scam. It has a very strange community vibe in Telegram, and I've seen some similar projects with the same kind of vibe website around now too. Hopefully, none of the listeners will invest. I have one comment on that. First, Luca, thank you for writing in and doing your due diligence on this. And like I said, don't use the word invest in these things. This is not an investment. At worst, it's a gamble. At best, it's an education. So if you put any bit of money into things like this, know that you're just, the money's gone. Hopefully you learn something. Hopefully you play with some new tech. Hopefully you have a little bit of fun, but don't expect any of that money to come back out. None of it. None of it, for many reasons. Not just scams, but slippage, huge gas fees, or any other fees that they put in there. There's many reasons why you're not going to get your money back. So just think of this as an education, as an entertainment. Again, if you're like going to Cedar Point and riding roller coasters, it costs you $50 to get through the door. You're not going to get the $50 back. Hopefully you get $50 worth of entertainment. If you put $15 worth of your Netflix, hopefully you have $15 a month worth of entertainment from Netflix. This is the same thing. If you put $100 or $200 or $300 in there and you want to play around with Kangamoon, hopefully you get $300 worth of entertainment. You're not getting your money back. And if you do, then good on you. You got lucky and you gambled and won. Luca, thank you very much. And hopefully no listeners are aping into this thinking moon. And I know there's people listening going, hey, Matt's so cynical. It might be the next Dogecoin. Dogecoin didn't even want to be Dogecoin. Dogecoin founders were making it because it was a joke. And now it is what it is. Look, I'm not cynical about these things. This is just the truth. There's 2.2 million tokens on CoinMarketCap, and there's only about three that I trust. There's about 20 that I will consider, and the rest of them are all dog shit. So are we on the same page? Let me know, matt@dailycryptonews.net. Tron has asked a New York federal court to dismiss a United States Securities and Exchange Commission lawsuit against it. It had argued that the United States regulator is targeting predominantly foreign conduct. The SEC is not a worldwide regulator, they say, and its effort to apply U.S. security laws to predominantly foreign conduct goes too far. I do agree with that. Tron said in his motion to dismiss said that the SEC's case against it is for foreign digital assets offering to foreign purchasers on global platforms, which it has no authority. Tron claims that the tokens were sold entirely overseas, with steps taken to avoid U.S. markets, and that the SEC didn't allege that they offered or sold initially to any U.S. residents. Basically, they're saying that, look, there were no U.S. residents, U.S. citizens, buying, selling, or trading any of these tokens on any of these global platforms, so you have no jurisdiction here. The SEC also claimed that Justin Sun, who is the founder of Tron, engaged in manipulative wash trading. Now, that's probably true. That is absolutely probably true. Is it happening in the United States? If it is, then the SEC has jurisdiction, in my opinion. If it isn't, then they don't. Tron concluded their motion to dismiss, saying that the SEC does not allege a single victim. Basically, if I could read it between the lines here, they're saying that there's no crime and there's no victim. So even if it was a crime, it's a victimless crime, which is weird because we're hearing about victimless crimes quite a bit lately. Anyway, let's hear more about those crypto prices.
Here comes the money.
Here we go. Money talks.
Before we get into crypto prices, let's look at the top or the richest people, the 18 richest people in crypto. If you wanted to feel poor, now is your time. Actually, you don't feel poor by this. These people are extremely wealthy. This is not I'm rich. This is like next level. They're all next level. Well, first on the list is number 18, Tim Draper. He's worth about $2 billion. He bought 30,000 Bitcoin seeds from the dark web marketplace Silk Road after the United States government had a fire sale. And he bought the Bitcoin in 2014 for about $630 a coin. Now it's worth about $2 billion. Number 17, Tyler and Cameron Winklevoss. Actually, 16 and 17. Each of them have around $2.7 billion apiece. And as you know, the Winklevi, they are the owners of Gemini Crypto Exchange. Jeb McCaleb is the founder of Mt. Gox, and he has around $2.9 billion. Not only did he help found Mt. Gox, he also helped launch Ripple and then the competitor Stellar. Number 14 is an anonymous Bitcoin whale. Number 6 has around $3.07 billion. About 44,000 Bitcoin went into their wallet in late 2019, and it's just been just chilling there ever since. I don't understand how people do this. I don't know if they're individuals. That's why I think that these countries or just like maybe foreign actors, CIA. Number 13, Matthew Rozek. He is worth $3.1 billion, and he's the chairman of Block. Number 12, Chris Larson. $3.2 billion. He founded Ripple. Number 11, Fred Ersom, $3.2 billion. Coinbase's co-founder, since moved to Paradigm, and still owns around 6% of Coinbase. Number 10, anonymous Bitcoin whale number 5, worth $3.6 billion. 51,000 Bitcoin in their wallets with multiple transactions in 2018. Just been chilling ever since. I just don't get it. Another whale is at number 9 is the anonymous Bitcoin whale number 4, worth $3.73 billion, 54,000 Bitcoin in their wallet from Bitfinex. Number 8 is Bitcoin whale number 3, $3.76 billion, that's 53,880 Bitcoin that they got in the spring of 2014. And it's just chilling in the wallet. Bitcoin whales number 2 is number 7 at $4.13 billion. And this whale first surfaced on around October of 2021, and it's just been inactive ever since. Again, just it's crazy that there's a lot of billions of dollars of Bitcoin in a wallet and nobody has touched them. Anyway, Michael Saylor is number 6. He's worth $5 billion. $1.2 billion worth of the Bitcoin is his own, but also MicroStrategy owns around $13 billion worth of Bitcoin, and he owns 12% of MicroStrategy, so that's where we get the numbers from. Number 5 is the Mt. Gox hackers. Remember in 2011, Mt. Gox got hacked. The thieves made away with hundreds of thousands of Bitcoin, now worth tens of billions of dollars. Much of the funds were stored in a wallet that is still dormant ever since. And that dormant wallet is around $5.57 billion. Number four is anonymous Bitcoin whale number one, $6.59 billion. This is the largest anonymous Bitcoin wallet besides Satoshi Nakamoto. Wallet was just chilling until it just began to move last week. Number three, Brian Armstrong. We all know what he does. He's the founder of Coinbase. He's worth around $11.5 billion. That's because of the value of Coinbase. We don't know how much Bitcoin he actually has. Number two is also a exchange founder. That would be CZ. He's estimated to be worth $47.7 billion. And so even after selling a lawsuit with the United States government for $4.3 billion, that's just a drop in the bucket. He doesn't even care. He's still the richest identified person in crypto. And number one is obviously Satoshi Nakamoto, $76.67 billion, because their wallet has 1.1 million Bitcoin that has never been touched. The time is 10:32 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Fear of greed is at 79. We're greedy. Bitcoin is down 5.7%. In 24, it's at $65,589. Ethereum is number two at $3,292, down 7%. Tether is number three. Binance is number four at $557. It's down 5.3%. And Solana is at 180, down 7.6%. There is a perfect buy opportunity for Solana, by the way. This was just at $200, and now it's down 20 bucks. You do the math. I mean, is it going to go back up to 200, do you think? Do you have a time preference that you can wait until it does? There's your buy opportunity. Not financial advice. Running off the top 10. By the way, that's your buy opportunity. Not some kangaroo coin or some dog coin with a knitted hat. That's your buy opportunity. Running off the top 10. USDC, XRP, Dogecoin's down almost 9%. It's at 18.8 cents. Cardano is number nine, and Avalanche is down 10.1%. It's at 47.4. It's another buy opportunity. Again, we're just over $55, and we're down 10%. Do you think it's going to get back up there? This is when you BTFD. I don't care how you feel or what the market looks like or the blood on the street. This is when you start scooping it up right here. Don't buy kangaroo coins. Buy these things. Total market cap is sitting here at, this is not financial advice, total market cap is sitting at $2.47 trillion, down 6.3%. Bitcoin dominance of 52.1 and ETH dominance of 16. That was your show today. It was a long one because I had lots to say. I hope you have a great Tuesday. And until tomorrow, happy hodling, everyone.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello? Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.